We are a people here from 20 different countries, 20 different countries. I hope that this focus that we had on the valley is interesting for you. But for a moment now, we're going to leave this valley and we're going to travel far away. We are traveling to Korea. 20 years ago, I had the opportunity to organize a conference there on the first dam removal, which took place at that time in France. I could report on the first experiences which were made, and it was about dams which were taken, well, removed on the Living Loire, as it was called. And it had a kind of impact because, well, Korea is now here present to talk about an association which is called the Friends of Rivers. They would like to take away dams because they have a territory with many, many, many rivers. It is a beautiful region, but they have too many dams. So now we're going to listen to Mrs. Jenny Shin.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Jenny Shin, an activist at the Korean Federation for Environmental Movement. Today, I'm going to talk about the dam removal campaign in Korea, especially around the restoration of the four rivers. Korea began to build dams since the 1910s and has built over 1,200 large dams over 15 meters in height over the last 100 years. The dams were created by various organizations for the variety of purposes, including water supply, hydropower, and flood control. The table shows that the construction of large dams in Korea was most active from the 1950s after the Korean War ended to the 1990s when the economy was rapid growth began letting up. There are 34,000 small dams for agriculture in Korea. 6,000 are either damaged or with impaired function without being properly managed. In addition, as the surrounding areas were changing from the farmland to city, and the dams lost their purpose of irrigation, it was estimated that there were 4,000 small dams left on the river out of use. For example, in Seongnam City, now a bustling metro city, we can see small agriculture dams every kilometer from the Tan River that crosses the city. Since we built so many dams so far, today there is no more room left to build dams. However, the government agencies and corporations that have built dams tend to continue trying to build dams with unclear goals in order to maintain their organization. Dong River Dam is one of such cases. Dong River area has a very beautiful landscape, but they announced a plan to build a large dam there to control flood and supply water in 1991. The plan was met with a strong civil opposition and was canceled in 2000. The main rationale that led to the cancellation was that the natural value of the area was too great. There was a huge risk since the area was a limestone zone full of caves, and the water supply from the planned dam was minimal. The cancellation of Dong River Dam plan is one of the most brilliant Korean environmental movement's victories. With the anti-Dong River Dam movement, Korean society realized that environmental preservation is as important as growth and development. After the cancellation of the Dong River Dam plan, the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport, the main agency behind the dam construction in Korea, established in 2006, a long-term comprehensive plan for water resources that is based on non-structural measures such as providing a floodplain room for the river, rather than a structured method such as constructing dams and artificial embankments. In the same year, the Ministry of Environment also conducted a pilot project to remove a small dam that had lost its purpose. In 2007, in Ministry of Land, while announcing a long-term comprehensive plan for dams, which is announced every 10 years, did not announce any planned dam construction sites for the first time in history. This means that dam construction in Korea practically came to an end around the time. Unfortunately, the former CEO at Hyundai Construction and mayor of Seoul, Lee Myung-bak, was elected the president in Korea in 2008. He's very similar with Trump, you can imagine. And Korea's environmental policy was to go backward severely. President Lee Myung-bak saw the cares of state of business for his own good, and the Four River Project was one of his most devoted projects. This map shows the basin area of the Four Rivers, Han, Nakdong, Geum, and Yeongsan Rivers, which accounted for over 60% of Korea's total land area. In that area, more than 95% of the Korean population currently have their residence. As a result, the Four River Project has had a profound impact on the whole land and people of Korea. In 2007, among the then presidential candidate Lee Myung-bak's election pledges was the Korean Grand Canal, a construction project of the canal that connects the four rivers of Korea using tunnel, lifts, and locks. Although he was easily elected because he had been popular as the mayor of Seoul, this pledge on the Korean Grand Canal faced a very strong opposition. Because of this strong opposition from all strata of civil society, the Korean Grand Canal project was changed to a Four River Project. The plan of the Four River Project was announced in the winter of 2008 as the Korean Grand Canal plan was dropped. The Lee Myung-bak administration started construction in 2009 and ended in the early 2013 to finish the project within Lee Myung-bak's presidency. You can imagine how badly hurried up they were through the whole process. There were countless expedients and illegal acts. The project cost $2 billion, dredging 570 million cubic meters of sand to build 16 dams in the four main streams, and being concerned that the mainstream water quality should be degraded, they created a very strange dam additionally. Yeongju Dam, built in an upstream branch of Nakdong River, is diluting the mainstream of Nakdong River by collecting clean water from tributaries. This plan has failed because the water quality in the Yeongju Dam reservoir was even worse. The purpose of the 16 dams officially are to improve water quality, prevent drought, and control flood. However, further audit consult and recent evaluation conducted by the Ministry of Environment all confirmed that no goals were met. It was as had expected ahead. The river environment was severely damaged during the construction process. Environmental organizations, religious groups, and individuals and civil experts gathered together to pressure the government away from the project. A Buddhist monk named Mun Su burned himself to death protesting the Four River Project. Public opinion in opposition was also very high, but the project was forcibly carried out in any way. After the Four River project was completed, environmental disasters began. The stagnant riverbeds obstructed by the dams showed the near zero dissolved oxygen. As the river stopped flowing, algae bloom rampant. In the summer of 2018, the heat wave raised the temperature up to 39 degrees, and the level of microcystis hit the whopping 1.26 million cells per milliliter. The citizens were in fury and made the Four River Project an object of mockery, nicknaming what was most commonly and widely found in the waters green algae latte. Here's a picture of the river water in a cup when microcystis hit about 50,000 cells per milliliter. It is also Gum River. Year after year, algae returned more massively. It was a pudding, not a latte. And the notorious Pectinatella magnifica appears in mass, which surprised and worried everybody. It is a bryozoa that lives only in stagnant waters. Hundreds of thousands of fish died in 2012, and anaerobic benthic creatures that can live without oxygen took the place. Another commonly spotted indicator species in anaerobic red Chironodai and today dominates in stagnant section of our rivers. We monitor the state of our rivers through regular field surveys and inform our citizens of the fact through various media. Most citizens agree that the Four River Project failed and the problem it caused are serious. In the 2017 presidential election, Moon Jae-in promised to restore the Four River and was elected. President Moon Jae-in has set up a team on the survey and evaluation of the Four River Project under the Ministry of Environment and has formed a committee that includes experts and environmental groups to submit plan to review whether the removal of 16 dams in the Four Rivers are viable. I'm also on this committee. The committee analyzed water quality, aquatic ecosystem impacts, and flood and drought control effect while also conducting economy assessment. In February this year, the committee first announced the plan to restore Gum and Yongsan River. We propose that two dams should be demolished, one dam partially removed, and two dams opened at all times. The government is expected to announce the final decision for the restoration of Gum and Yongsan River by the end of this year through a newly established mechanism of the National Water Management Commission under the president. The dams on these two rivers have been left open for more than a year now, and according to our monitoring results, such positive changes as improved water quality and return of endangered species have taken place in the areas. Where the streams were back, algae disappeared and clean water is flowing. Where the streams were back, clean sandbar are restored on the riverbeds so children can play. Nakdong River and Han River are not easy to restore. To open the floodgates of the dams on this area, related decisions has to be made by the local governments and assemblies, which is hard to get given the conservation politics in the region. Just last year, they came close to not being able to provide tap water at all in the Nakdong River area because the algae level soared out of the purification plant's capacity. Nakdong River is the drinking water source for 13 million residents. However, at some points where the tributaries join the main streams, the riverbed were seen being restored considerably. In the picture on the right, I'm holding a flag on a site where the sand was once dredged to a depth of 6 meters. In addition to restoring the four rivers, we are trying to normalize Korea's water policy. The amendment to the Water Environmental Conservation Act allows the Minister of Environment to promote dam removal. We persuaded Songnam City, which took us 2 years, and in May 2018, a dam was removed in a pilot project. And just last year, the water management-related work was transferred from the Ministry of Land to the Ministry of Environment. The letter declared that there would no longer be a large-scale government-led dam construction. Although we have experienced a successful removal of small dam, we have yet to go for the same with large and unnecessary dams. Restoring the four rivers is a big challenge for all stakeholders, the Congress, the governments, experts, and NGO activists in civil society, and local residents. The majority of Korean citizens supports the restoration plan through the dam removal, in spite of political reports from the conservative media. The anti-Four River Project movement was possible because of the groups and individuals who have dedicated to the struggle for a long time. I hope this conference could be an opportunity for raising solidarity as well as awareness of our movement. Thank you for listening.